One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah. I want to talk to you on seven inspirations for success. I believe each one of us can be very successful. But you cannot be successful until you know God's plan for your life. Because you could be a success for you. But being a success for God is different. A success for you means that you've achieved your goals, your dreams. A success for God means you've achieved God's goals, God's dreams. So success for life is not about measuring how much you accomplished in what you set for yourself. Success for life means your accomplishments on the basis of God's calling, God's vision, God's dream, God's plan. And it always has to be done in God's way, not in man's way. In my life, which is not yet a very long one, I haven't lived too many years. So, I cannot talk to you like maybe somebody in his 80s or in his 90s or even more. But certainly, I've had many successes. Many. I've been very successful in God's plans. I've been very successful. I say that because at different points in my life, because you measure success at different points of your life. If you were in the academics and you were in class one and you were successful in your exams, you would be a success. But it'd be for that class, not in class two or three, because you're not yet in two or three. But someone else who is in class two or class three will be measured according to what class he is. And when you get to four, you will be measured again whether or not you've been successful this next time. So success is measured at different stages of life. And I've had different stages of my life. And the most important thing is always, what does God think? What does God want? Because if you don't know that, how can you know that you're successful? How can you know? There'll be no way to know. Except he was clear with you as to what you should do. But I've been a leader of many people for a long time, and I've come to understand there are not so many people who care to know what God thinks. There are not a lot of people who even think that God is concerned about their lives, their individual lives, to have a plan for them. But the truth is, he does. He not only cares, he has a plan. A plan that's not only communicable, but a plan that can be actuated. And that's so important. But I've had these seven inspirations that have helped me and continue to help me as my life's focus. In this journey that we all are a part of, you know, life is a journey. It's a race. It's a race with a direction. We're not running to nowhere. No, it's a race with a direction. God's got a plan. It's a race. It's a race, and that's the way it's described for us in the Bible. And not only is it a race, it's full of battles. What kind of battles? The fight of faith. The fight of faith. Circumstances challenge you. The things that you meet on this journey, rough roads, difficulties, crises, adversaries, they're all on the way. As you race to the end, the hills and valleys, but if you're focused and keep your inspiration, you can win. I found out there are too many people who lose their inspiration. They don't have a focus on their inspiration. And they lose in the battles of life, the fight of faith. Sometimes they don't even realize that they are in a conflict zone. Because they're not sensitive enough to recognize those things. But if you keep your inspiration, it wouldn't matter what part of the race you find yourself. You'll have the same attitude delivered to you by this amazing inspirational ministry of God through the Holy Ghost in your life. Seven inspirations that can turn you on for success or keep you in the path of success and keep you winning and winning and winning and always winning. I'm always winning. Oh, yeah. I'm always winning. I don't know what it is to lose. I'm always winning. Always winning. Number one, the inspiration of the Word. What I find the Word of God to be is amazing. It's been so extraordinary. I'm going to read you a few scriptures as we get along, just to help you understand the thoughts that have come to me these years and that continue to inspire me every day. I don't have blue days. I don't have any moments of, you know, like some people say, they say that they have a down day, okay? They feel terrible one day or for some moment or something. No, I don't have those days and I don't have those moments. I'm ever inspired. There are people who have known me for years. And they can tell you that's all they've ever seen. I'm ever inspired. In my privacy, I'm inspired. Always inspired. Because of these things. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com.